This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. And Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best. Spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com. Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at CapacityProductions.net. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
You're listening to Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Boba Flex and their new release, Charlatan's Web. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget. Capacity Productions, the number one source in online promotions. Radio KSCR, variety radio at its best. And 3000 Records, music promotion for independent musicians, bands, and record labels. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today we're pleased to welcome back the band Boba Flex and their brand new release, Charlatan's Web. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Marty McCoy of Boba Flex regarding the new release, and you're going to hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Charlatan's Web, here is Boba Flex with Bad Man.
The devil's for your soul.
From their CD Charlatan's Web, that was Boba Flex with Bad Man. And you can check out the music video for that single right here on this page. For more on the band, visit them at their official website, www.theofficialbobaflex.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Marty McCoy of Boba Flex regarding the new music, and here's how the interview went.
Well, anyway, Charlatan's Web is a great CD, and now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
It's my favorite record that we've done so far. It's a really, really easy process, and it was just a lot of fun. It was the most fun that we've had doing a record to date. We've done a couple of them, so it was definitely the easiest, most fun, and the most like free-flowing, creative kind of thing. And everybody just pitched in, and it was awesome.
And what do you attribute the free and easiness of the CD to?
I would say the success of the last record kind of helped us not be so stressed out and have a little bit more time and a little bit more cash to do what we wanted, and it was just it's a different vibe altogether. Usually it was on a shoestring budget. We were freaking out and didn't know if a record label was going to drop us or, you know, what was going on this one. We were like, hey, let's just do what we want. You know, last record did well. Let's do whatever we want, guys. And it turned out great.
And how do you, and in what other ways do you think that it's different from Hell in My Heart?
It's more of a straightforward rock album, this one, which was not the intention. We didn't intend to, hey, this is what we're going to do. Just, you know, everybody wrote on this one a lot and didn't question what anybody was writing or does this song belong on the record? It's like, if you like it, just put it on there. And that's how it went, and it just became more of a rock record, a more guitar-oriented record. And I think we nailed the vocals on this one. I feel like we were singing the best in our career so far on this record.
And who all helped you behind the mixing board for Charlatan's Web?
Joe Beers out of Sonic Lounge Studios. He's a good friend of ours. He's done a lot of our records. He's one of my best friends. And he mixed and engineered the record and helped produce. And then we sent it off to Brian Lucy, who is famous for the Black Keys record. He mastered it. He used it in Columbus, Ohio as well. He did the mastering and just made it explode. I was speaker. Just really like that combination of guys working together for the final sound of the record. They're awesome people.
And so far, you know, this album's been out since September. Have there been any reactions that have surprised you at all?
Yeah, actually, the sales on iTunes, I'm blown away. You know, people don't buy CDs anymore, which the CD sales, store sales are doing really well, actually. But the iTunes, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that many people went out and downloaded the single. And then when the album came out, I mean, it was just overwhelming.
And talk, and you know, I mean, you've talked about how much, what a joyous occasion putting this album together was. Has the songwriting process changed for you guys at all?
This one was done pretty quick, and it has changed. We used to scrutinize every little thing and go over, you know, and freak out about everything. And I think where we've done that in the past, we've gotten a lot better and a lot quicker to the punch on songwriting. So it seems to me like this was probably the easiest and the best stuff that we've turned out. The, definitely the songwriting has changed, but we trust each other more and are a lot more free and open with the ideas and where the songs are going to go.
And talk about where you guys are coming from in terms of songwriting for this album. I mean, what inspired these songs?
All true stories. On the last three records that we put out, we decided to, you know, stop writing about space aliens and things we didn't know about. Right. Upset some people, and other people were like, okay, I get them now. They were weird. But, you know, just all true stories and things that had happened to us and family members and stuff like that over the years. It's easiest to write from the heart. You know, it took a long time to tap into that kind of thing because, you know, we didn't know anything and hadn't been anywhere. And once you get out on the road for 10 years and pave your own way, you start to get some experiences that connect with other people and come out in your songwriting. And it was kind of a natural evolution. It wasn't really anything we could do about it. Just each song was like, you know, about certain situations and things that happened to the band or people that were really close to it.
And the first single off this album has been seeing some pretty good chart action. So
yes, it has. 34 this week on the charts, which is the highest that we've ever charted in Bobo Flex, and we're pretty proud of that.
Right. And talk about why you picked that one as your single.
It was the obvious first single. It was, you know, talking right now. Radio is full of stuff that kind of, not all of it. There's some good songs out there, but a lot of it kind of sounds the same and is along the same lines of you know, my heart's broken, that kind of stuff. And it's just nice to put out a song that was about, you know, being totally kick ass and not crying about chicks and feelings.
Well, it's a fantastic video too. So who all did you guys work with to put it together?
A good friend of ours, AJ Satterfield, Keith Williams, John Payne, Steve DiMatteo. We had they're all really close friends of mine, and they're all guys that have done all the videos with us. We do them on our own with these guys, and you know what I mean? And we had, what was the name of the fireworks company? Oh man, what was the name of the fireworks company? It's on the video. I'll have to. We had the fire marshal come, and we were able to use these big pyrotechnic things, and it was amazing. And it was like, that was the most fun, is when the fire went off for the first time. I was like, oh my God, we have fire.
Well, the video looks like a blast. I mean, really. But
It was really hot, but just every time that fire went off, I got like childlike giddy. I had to not smile in front of the camera every time the fire blasted up.
and how are live shows going for you guys right now with this new material?
From the last record till now, our fan base has grown quite a bit, really quick, and the live shows have been amazing. We're playing bigger venues and bigger crowds, selling places out that we never thought that we were even going to get to play, you know, a couple years ago. And it's just been outrageous. With the new album coming out and the success of the single and everything, you're definitely seeing it on the road. Definitely translating pretty quick.
Check out the band at their official website, www.theofficialbobaflex.com. From their album, Charlatan's Web, here is Boba Flex once again with Never Coming Back. You change in time. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the rockwired.com Artist of the Month, the Todd Wolf Band and their new release, Miles to Go. After years spent in the studio and on the road with Sheryl Crow, Todd Wolf takes center stage with tight arrangements, musicality, and an electrifying stage presence. Just give the songs Nothing But You, Day to Day, and Sunnyvale a listen. Deaf ear, when I'm singing, crying from the rooftops about my love, but you the ring so clear. I got the chills for you, honey, I'm burning from the frost. Miles to Go, the new release from Todd Wolf Band. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.toddwolf.com. Ever get a feeling there's nothing on the radio? Then tune in to Radio KSCR. KSCR Radio is variety radio at its best, spinning the best in rap, rock, R&B, alternative, and electro. Experience what you've been missing. Tune in and turn yourself on to great music. Visit us at RadioKSCR.com.
Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Put your finger on the pulse of the music industry. You want a team to promote your music? Then look no further than 3000 Records, where promoting independent musicians, bands, and record labels is the name of the game. So get connected and gain exposure to the masses. You've got a career to get started. 3000 Records. Visit us at 3000records.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Boba Flex and their brand new release, Charlatan's Web. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Marty McCoy of Boba Flex regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And what songs off of the album, or off the new album, are getting crowds going the most?
Losing My Mind, but I'm like... Bad Man, they know every word, every lyric of that song. Losing My Mind's a good crowd favorite. Pretty Little Things seems to get the crowd going pretty well. I'm Glad You're Dead, people go nuts for that song. Even if they've got the record or not, that's one that we keep hearing a lot about. Like, I really like that song. It's a dark song, but, you know, it's one of those songs that people connect with, but they don't want to let you know out loud they connect with.
And, what songs off of the album resonate for you the most, and why?
I would say Bad Man kind of sums up the attitude of the band and myself at this point, doing everything on our own and the industry turning their back on us. You know, it kind of sums up the where we're at right now. It's like, you know, you try to forget about us, but, you know, one day you'll realize that you shouldn't have forgot about us because we're pretty badass.
And let's—I mean, there's a lot of talk right now about the future of rock and roll. But when I talk to someone like you, and shows are going great, and you've got a single that's doing well on this chart and that chart, and sales have been strong, what do you say to people who doubt the future of rock and roll?
Do your own thing. There's a rock and roll revolution happening, and it's happening in smaller markets. They're called B and C markets, with, you know, radio stations that still play rock and roll and play what they want and are not, you know, don't conform to the big playlist. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening. You know, Chicago's a great city and they got a lot of stuff going on, but there's a huge rock scene right outside of Chicago, and it's kind of that way with all the big cities. You know, big cities are getting all the dubstep and all this crazy stuff coming in. And the pop and, you know, the big theaters are hard to sell out. Right outside these cities are these small towns that have their rock stations that they are loyal to and love, and rock and roll is coming back there. I mean, we're seeing it. We're seeing the hardworking people on the weekend cutting loose and rocking out. The kids, you know, grew up listening to what their parents grew up listening to, and Guitar Hero started this whole trend where rock and roll is coming back, and it's starting. It's starting from the outside in, which is good. I mean, it's a grassroots kind of thing, and it's, you know, it's people that are not jumping on trends, and people that have always wanted to rock out, and it's coming back for them.
And with this album behind you, in a sense, what's next for you guys musically?
I don't know. I can't wait to do another one. I really can't wait to do another record. We're gonna tour our guts out, which is, you know, something that we've always done and something we really enjoy doing, and get back in, do another record. We're looking at maybe doing a live record in the studio with some older songs and new songs, kind of a live album with a twist, you know, right in the studio with video cameras, DVD kind of thing. no crowd, but, you know, amazing sound quality kind of thing. So we're looking at doing that and looking at hitting the road hard as we can and hopefully have some really cool stories and some really cool things happen so we can write another awesome record. But I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I can't wait to start. We've already started writing and just it's with the, we've got a new guitar player, Dave Tipple, in the band, and we've got our, you know, we're actually on a bus now that we own ourselves, so it's like this musical thing starting to happen again where people are sitting around with acoustic guitars all day when we're riding down the highway and everybody's singing. It's like starting to, it's something that we missed out on for a little while because, you know, we were working so hard on doing everything ourselves, you know, from booking to radio to all that stuff. So now that we're kind of set up and moving along, and things are, I wouldn't say it's on cruise control, but things are a little less hectic for us on the road, where it's a musical thing happening, and songs are pouring out of everybody, and people are playing acoustic guitars and singing all day long, you know, instead of sleeping all day and nursing your hangover.
Visit Boba Flex at their official website, www.theofficialbobaflex.com. From their CD Charlatan's Web, here is Boba Flex once more with Pretty Little Things.
Hey, pretty, pretty, will you smile for the camera? Just a girl next door, she's every man's dream. Hey, little lover, got a secret to tell ya. I fell in love with you through my computer screen.
Rock on.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Marty McCoy of Boba Flex for his time and his music, and to Doug Weber of New Ocean Media. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.